Well, hello, and welcome to a giant-sized man-thing edition of The Horror Collector. I'm your host, Horror Collector by Night, and Horror Collector by Day, pretty much Horror Collector 24/7. I'm Terry M. West, also known as the hardest-working horror author you've never heard of. Now, I'm shooting this episode on Halloween, so as soon as I'm done with filming this podcast, I'm going to take my Halloween mask, I'm going to put it on, I'm going to go downstairs, I'm going to hand out candy. Now, by the time you watch this, that means Halloween will be over, although Halloween's never really over for horror fans. So instead of wishing you a happy Halloween, I'll say that I hope you had a safe, fun, and scary Halloween. Now, in our main segment, we're going to discuss the Disney Plus special, Werewolf by Night. It was a heck of a lot of fun, so I'm going to tell you what I thought of it, and I'm also going to show you a few key comic book issues that tie into it that you might want to try to get your hands on. Before that, there's going to be a special edition of It Came From Terry's Collection. This one's going to be a birthday horror haul, and I'm going to show off some of the stuff I got for my birthday, which was back in late September. And before we get to all of that, I'd like to take a few minutes of your time and show off a few things that you can get in our Etsy store. Now, if you enjoy the podcast and you want to support us, the best thing you can do is go to either Amazon and buy stuff that we have up there, or go to the Etsy store and buy signed stuff that we have up there. So I'm going to show you a few additions that I think you're going to like. Now, the first thing I'm going to show off is my horror omnibus, Gruesome, A Gathering of Nightmares. It's a huge, thick book with a ton of my fiction in there, and this is a recently updated cover that's just really retro and cool, right up my alley. Now, any signed book you buy from me on the inside is going to have an official Horror Collector sticker and my signature below it, and up here it can be made out to whomever if you prefer to have it made out. The next thing I'm going to show you is this special illustrated edition of my very popular horror fiction collection, What Price Gory. Now, for this one, there are 30 full color illustrations throughout the book, and each story has a corresponding piece of art that goes with it. It's very cool. The digital art was created by me specifically for this edition. On the back cover is the spot art from the lead story, What Price Gory, which is about a deceased horror author who comes back from the dead and defends his crown against an up-and-comer. And if you read the story, you'll understand what this picture means. But anyway, so yeah, you can get this in signed paperback from my Etsy store. You can also go to Amazon.com and you can get it in Kindle. And hardcover is going to be coming. But again, here's the sticker and my signature, and anything you buy signed from the Etsy store is going to have that sticker, and you can only get it through direct merchandise from me. So that's a pretty solid proof that you bought this from me. Okay, now I'm going to show off something that was a passion project for me. It's Alive, AI art inspired by Frankenstein's monster. This was a pet project that I did, and I loved it so much that I decided to put my favorite pieces into a book. This was AI art, digital art, stock images, all put together to give you some really beautiful, disturbing artwork of my favorite terror creature of all time. So on the back, there's the cover. Inside, again, you buy this from me. You get the sticker and you get the signature, and you can get it from Amazon, you can get it from me, however you want to do it. And here's just some of the artwork sprinkled throughout the book. And this has gone over really well. I've had a lot of people, you know, buy this from me. And I currently have a couple of copies still in the shop. If I run out, it might take me a couple of weeks to get new ones in. So if you order this and you get a thing back saying, hey, it's going to be a week or so, it's just because I've run out and I have to order more, and it takes me about a week to get my hands on new copies. So, but anyway, yeah, this was, like I said, I was very, very happy with how this turned out. And if you love Frankenstein's Monster, I think this is kind of a must-have. And hey, you know, got Christmas coming up. Just saying. Okay, now here's a little pet project I did. Man, I'm really crazy about this. I was doing some old retro, old school style kind of magazine covers for a magazine that doesn't exist. I just thought it was fun. I was doing them. I was sharing them on social media. I was having a good time with them. And I said, you know, I'd really like to do something with these. And I finally found the best use for them. Okay, there are 9 covers. I'm going to go through them very quickly. This is Demented. Cover number 1, Tales for the Damned and Depraved. And as you can see, it's very, very retro looking. Now, this isn't a magazine. What it is a line notebook. It's a line notebook. You can see inside, you know, you can use this as a journal. You can use it as a place to put your lists and everything. On the back of each cover, there's this explaining what it is. Ventator magazine fake cover, and you know, it tells you which issue number, and there's my pretty face, and I'm the guy that put them together, you know. So that's issue number 1. Here's issue number 2. Here's issue number 3. Here's issue number 4. Here's issue number 5. Here's issue number 6. Here's issue number 7. Here's issue number 8. And here is issue number 9. Now, I'm not yet offering the Demented line notebooks in the Etsy store, but you can go on Amazon. They're $5 per. If you have Prime, that's free shipping. That's not a bad deal for a 100-page line notebook. If you go to my website, terrymwest.com, I have a banner for the Demented line notebooks. You click on that, it's going to take you to a page. You click on whichever cover you want, and it's going to send you to the corresponding Amazon page, and you can grab it. So for all this stuff, you can go to my website, terrymwest.com. You can hit the buy stuff button. You can go to my Etsy store if you want something signed. You can go directly to Amazon if you want to buy it from them. Okay, well, thanks for indulging me. And we will come back after this scary pause for the horror cause. And I'm going to show you my birthday horror haul. Horror author and horror collector podcast host Terry M. West presents a dark and beautiful art book dedicated to his favorite terror creature, the Monster of Frankenstein. Shaped by Mr. West's imagination and brought to life with cutting-edge artificial intelligence art software, this is a required item for the Monster Completist. The art presented here varies in style and content. At times grotesque, weird, haunting, and darkly beautiful, they stitch together like the monster himself. Available on Amazon in Kindle, paperback, and hardcover. We're back, and now it's time to show off some of my birthday stuff. The first two things I'm going to show you actually came from a buddy of mine. Scott Thornton has been a friend of mine for a very long time. We're both power nerds, you know, we get along very well. He's not really so much into horror, but we both have a voracious appetite for comics, you know. So he got me two things this year for my birthday. The first thing he got me was this issue number 1 of the Shape of Elvira comic from Dynamite. And I'm assuming it's a parody of The Shape of Water. I haven't read it yet. Now, I haven't really collected any current Elvira comics, although I might change my mind after reading this and have to pick a few up. And this next item that Scott got me is my very first Nika figure. And it's Frankenstein. And oh, man, does Scott know me well. I love Frankenstein's monster. That's why I did a whole art book dedicated to him. So, yeah, that's that figure. And I was really happy to see this inside there. There's the window, and there's Frankie and his different heads you can slap on there, and hands, and, you know, I guess, what's that, chains and accessories. But yeah, no, man, I was really, really thrilled to get my hands on that. Now, my family gave me a $100 gift certificate to Super 7. You've already seen a ton of Super 7 stuff on here, and you're going to see just more because I think they're one of the best companies for retro, vintage, you know, horror properties. Godzilla, Universal Monsters, Toxic Avenger, all of them. And what I got pertains to those properties I just mentioned. Now, the first thing I'm going to show you is this Frankenstein articulated fire figure. Man, did I fall in love with that as soon as I saw it, man. And like I said, the Super 7 really is reminiscent of those little Remco figures, you know, from the 80s. You know, they really do some cool packaging with these guys. So this is the first thing I got. I got four items. This is number one. Number two is the San Diego Comic-Con glow-in-the-dark edition of The Creature from the Black Lagoon. And man, just the retro packaging on that box is just fantastic. I really, really love it. Just so neat. And I'm going to be getting a ton of these. I actually have two more Super 7 items coming, which I'm sure you'll see in a upcoming episode. But yeah, that's my glow-in-the-dark creature. All right, next thing I'm going to show you is this little package of Kishi Toxic Avenger figures. There's Toxic Avenger, there's Headbanger, and there's a secret one in there. And you know what? I don't normally do this, but let's open it up and let's see what's in that secret figure bag. All right. So first off, there's a Toxie, and there's a Headbanger. And then these figures are not from the movie. They're from the cartoon series, Toxic Crusaders, which, as bizarre as it sounds, that very outrageous, gory movie would be a cartoon series for a kid. It was. So let's see here. There we go. Let's open. Let's see who we got. We have, I think that's a Junkyard Dog, maybe something to that effect. And the very last thing I'm going to show you is this Godzilla. You know, Godzilla Meltdown version for the Shogun style Super 7 series. And it comes in this really cool box. And you know what? Since he's in a box, why don't we take a look at him too, okay? Here he is. Yeah, Super 7 Godzilla. Look at that. Tongue flicking action. The only thing he can't do is shoot his fist like the old school Shogun Godzilla, but hey, it's still a very, very cool item. Well, all right, that was my birthday horror haul. So we're going to dip out of here real quick, take another little brief break, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk Werewolf by Night.
My 70s era bedroom. I'm your son, Terry M. West, also known as the apple of your eye.
What are you reading?
I'm reading a super disgusting horror comic, Mom. It's the grossest one I've ever read.
Give it to me.
Mom, why are you taking my stuff?
Because I don't want you reading those disgusting magazines and watching those sickening movies.
But Mom, holy guacamole, horror is the greatest thing in the world.
Horror will rot your precious mind. If you're not careful, you'll grow up to be the hardest working horror author no one's ever heard of. Or worse, a horror podcast host.
Mom was right. The Horror Collector Podcast, hosted by Terry M. West. I cover everything from yesteryear to yesterday. Available on YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, and most other places. And remember, horror collectibles
can be a scary business.
Thank you. We're back, and now it's time to talk a little Werewolf by Night. Full disclosure, I'm a huge Bronze Age Marvel horror fan. At one time or another, I had probably every single issue. I had every issue of Werewolf by Night, Tomb of Dracula, Frankenstein's Monster, all of the anthology series. Man, I love those things so much. So when I heard that Disney Plus was going to be putting on a special Halloween presentation of Werewolf by Night, man, I could not wait. And I have to say, I was not disappointed. I was completely blown away. That's probably one of the best Marvel projects that I've ever seen. Ever. Now, they chose to do sort of an homage to the old style Universal Monster movies, and a good portion of it was shot in black and white. Now, the plot, which I'm just going to give you the plot overview. I'm not going to spoil anything, although there's one thing that'll probably be spoiled, but I think it's been spoiled already. Ulysses Bloodstone, the world-renowned monster hunter, dies, and now he is looking for an heir to carry his powerful mystical weapon, the Bloodstone. So on a very dark and stormy night, he gathers every known monster hunter so that they can compete and hunt a monster on the grounds and decide who will take Ulysses Bloodstone's place. Now, among the hunters is actually his daughter, Elsa Bloodstone. She's there to reclaim her birthright. You see, years and years ago, she walked away from it all. And the reason they're having this competition is because she left. But now she's back and she wants the Bloodstone. She wants her heritage. One of the hunters among them is a chap named Jack Russell, who just happens to be the Werewolf by Night. And the creature that they are going to hunt is the uncanny Man-Thing. And oh, was it great to see him, like, in all his glory. Just really, really fantastic CGI work on him. Beautiful. Gael Garcia Bernal played Jack Russell, and man, he just hit a home run with that character. I mean, he was perfect. Just every little nuance. There's this just humanity and kindness within him that contrasts this savage beast that comes out of him, you know, when the moon is full. And Laura Donnelly is Elsa Bloodstone. Just a great job, a great character, all around a fantastic special. If you haven't seen it, you've got to see it. It's just such a great, great, great special presentation. And it's cool to finally see the seeds of the Midnight Suns, the supernatural side of the Marvel Universe, coming out from the shadows. So, okay, I'm going to give you a couple of comic appearances, key comics you might want to get your hands on, you know, because with the popularity of this show, and I'm sure they're going to be doing much, much more with the Bronze Horror characters, these books are only going to go up, and they're already pretty expensive. The first item I'm going to show you is one that's on my personal bucket list, has been for a long time. I've never been able to nab it. It's the very first appearance of the Man-Thing, a Marvel magazine-sized black and white comic called Savage Tales Number 1. I looked this up recently on eBay and a copy sold for $1,675. That's not chump change right there. The next one I'm going to talk to you about is the very first appearance of Jack Russell, aka Werewolf by Night. It's Marvel Spotlight Number 2, and it's a very key issue. Like I said, the first appearance of this character, and first appearances are always notoriously high in value. A current copy went for $1,302. And it's going to only get more expensive, folks. Now, the next book I'm going to tell you is actually not that hard to get and not that expensive. It's been a dollar bin book for many years. That's Marvel Presents Number 1, which is the first appearance of Ulysses Bloodstone. And that's going to be considered a big key issue too, you know, going forward. The last one I saw on eBay sold for $30. That's not bad. Might be time to try to snap those up. Now, the next book you're going to want to keep your eyes on is Bloodstone Number 1 from 2001. And it's the very first appearance of Elsa Bloodstone. And this is a pretty hot issue right now. The last time I looked on eBay, it sold for $575. Now, I don't have a ton of Man-Thing comics, although I have had plenty, probably every single issue over the years, but I've gotten rid of them for one reason or another. But one that I have that I'll never get rid of actually introduces one of my favorite comic characters. It's from Adventures into Fear when Man-Thing was starring in the series. It's number 19, and it is the introduction of Howard the Duck. And one of my favorite characters, I still have every issue of Howard the Duck. That's one series I haven't parted with. But mine's in pretty good shape, you know, it's not bad. I would say fine, very fine. The last very fine of Adventures into Fear number 19 that I found on eBay went for $275. Okay, so that's it. So now I'm going to put on my Halloween mask. I'm going to go downstairs. Then I'm going to hand out some candy. Then I'm going to watch some horror movies. Hey, I'll probably watch Werewolf by Night again. So until next time, remember, horror collectibles can be a scary business. Ooh.